I'm back again, gun strap packing in more metaphors and lyrics from this young man. A.M.A. Young Rain is the boss, spitting lyrics once again. Metaphorically, physically, I know you feeling this. I'm
with vetted approved information now, episode 19. It's a good day, it's a good day. The Warriors lost yesterday.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Shout out to the Raptors.
What game was this?
This is Friday, will be game 4. Yeah, so, it's 2-1. But, Clay was out.
Do you think that's why?
Huh?
You think that's why?
Who do you think wins if both teams have their players 100%? Their best players.
I mean, alright, pretty much. Like I said, KD's like one or two as far as in the league. KD and LeBron, best in the league. AD as well, arguably. But, you know, it's KD and LeBron. So with KD in the game, it's really, you can't really stop nothing that he can do. He can drop 50 automatically.
So you think Golden State wins on paper?
Yeah, definitely on paper.
Okay.
And definitely, you know what I mean? Because you can't stop KD. ISO ball. You can't stop it. And then Curry is Curry. But he disappeared in the finals, kind of. So. But he still can give you 30. Klay always turn up in the finals. Iguodala did his thing. And Draymond always put a lot of the defense on him. But they just shut him down.
Okay.
And Toronto might pull this off. So, yeah.
This is the beginning of the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, we skipped introductions.
This is the introduction.
All right, let's have you all.
Yeah, we just going with the, I mean, me and Malfoy in the building. And by the way, but, yo, what's your opinion on the movie, the Mob movie?
It's a very funny movie to me. It wasn't scary at all, but there's a lot of funny moments, especially that blonde girl.
Do you believe in timing?
Do I believe in timing?
Yeah, do you think they dropped the movie because it's like around graduation season? Or do you think this is a coincidence?
What does graduation have to do with anything? So you're saying like there's more people to go to the movies?
I mean, like the storylines was high schools.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
It's possible.
So, oh no, I was asking. No, this is a random question.
There probably was a.
Please know y'all, sir.
There probably was a target audience.
Are you familiar with the lead actor? Am I? Suzanne, are you familiar with her?
I know her face. I don't know her name or wherever else she's from. But if I saw where she was from, I'm pretty sure I remember her.
See, the thing about Suzanne, we already got hit psyche in our psyche to the name Suzanne because of, you feel me?
Because of
Orange is the New Black. Suzanne off of Orange is the New Black. Our character is already crazy. So I don't know if
you know this the last season is coming up.
This summer. It's even late June, July. And then there's no more.
Caught up on it.
Say it again.
Are you caught up on it?
I mean, yeah, I seen everything.
So what would you rate the show, first of all?
I mean, I think it's written well.
Like, what out of 10?
I give it I gotta wait and see until it's fully finished.
So
but up until this point, I think it's perfect.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, I don't see no flaws in it.
And so what if the last season was just trash?
Like, yeah, apparently it's been going on a lot. A lot of people's shows.
Yeah. What if it's an amazing show? A lot
of people, because it happened with a lot of people's show, a lot of people are wishing bad on everybody. On everybody's.
No, I'm just saying hypothetically, what if that happened?
The only thing that would make it bad if
last Game of Thrones season was trash.
If Tasty, if she get raped or something like that, that's the only thing that would throw it off. That would kind of would make it weak. That's it. Yeah. All right, man. So, like I said, before we was really interrupted, Suzanne is a name that we already psychologically got used to as someone that is crazy, you know?
Yeah, from the character.
Regardless of the fact that Suzanne actually has a mental disability. But overall, in my personal opinion, I think the movie was funny. I think the movie was a good plot twist as far as if whoever cared about writing and shit like that. I definitely care about the writing aspect.
You said the movie was funny, and I agree.
Yeah.
Definitely. Do you think it's still a good movie?
Because it made
if
you laugh.
The creators didn't want it to be funny. I'm not saying they didn't.
I mean,
it's just in general. Would that still be a good movie to you?
Yeah, but my thing is this. The stuff that was funny is like, you could tell, all right, you know, we always keep it about relevant information now, and we about to get into the next topic in a few minutes. But the a lot of, in our role, we had like black. You feel me?
Yeah.
So we all naturally just laughed at certain parts. You feel me?
Okay.
That we all decided collectively that was hilarious. But I don't think it was meant to be funny.
You think it's?
I don't think.
A scary movie?
Yeah. Not. I don't know. But I just know that, you feel me, we all felt some parts was humorous. And we don't know if that was just on some natural shit, but it was just like a sync type moment. We all was just laughing and shit. And I'm pretty sure a lot of other people in the movie theater as well was laughing. But I want to say what was going on in our row.
The spoilers. This is a spoiler.
I don't think so.
With the fire, me and you were the only people that was laughing.
Oh yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, also, yeah, that shit's fucking hilarious, my nigga. I don't know what the fuck. How? But I can understand if she survived the daughter a little bit, because you know, you understand the daughter's situation.
Yeah.
But this bitch still, bro. All I gotta do is say is fire, man. This shit's crazy. We're running up information now. First topic, this is the clip of Virginia Beach. Worst in peace, 12 people murdered.
We just heard that there was an active shooter, and we just barricaded ourselves in offices to make sure that we were all safe, and I called 911. We heard gunshots. We kept hearing gunshots, and we kept hearing the cops saying, get down, and I don't know what would possess somebody to just come in and just start shooting at people.
We do know that shortly after 4 p.m. this afternoon, the suspect entered Building 2. He's a longtime employee of Public Utilities. I will not release his name at this time. And he immediately began to indiscriminately fire upon all the victims.
And I'm just glad that they alerted us in enough time so we wouldn't be outside when everything was occurring. So I'm happy about that. But I'm still shaken because it's just entirely too much killing going on.
When the original call came out, immediately four officers responded. They immediately engaged with the suspect. And I can tell you that it was a long gun battle between those four officers and that suspect. We've recovered a .45 caliber handgun with multiple extended magazines that were emptied at the time.
My deepest condolences and prayers go to the families of those who left home this morning and will not return tonight.
All right, so Virginia Beach. Yeah. And I also think about this at work as well.
What do you think the answer is?
Say it again.
What do you think the answer is to stop the mass shootings?
The answer will be something as far as economically financial stability. It's really no way around it as far as...
In terms of what?
What's the motives behind a lot of different shootings? It depends what type of shootings you're talking about. Are you talking about shootings like this, like public shootings? Because not too... I remember, what was it, last summer? In Annapolis, we had a shooter.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it's close to home, but it's also close to home, DMV. Just like the next story with the Maryland couple that went missing in the Dominican Republic. But my thing with this is, bro, like, I really don't know what solution it is because you have different type of personalities. So it's not really, like, you can tell. High school-wise, a lot of people say it might be bullying and stuff like that. Bullying is really not going to stop. That make a lot of people character, and kids are just fucked up. You feel me? Well, some kids are just more fucked up than other kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they just don't listen. Regardless, they do. You know what I mean? They say, okay, I'm still gonna be an asshole if I want to be. But some kids, I was just a laid back type kid. You feel me? In my middle school shit, I guess niggas classify me as a class clown. But I just did what I wanted to do. It's not, I didn't intentionally try to make niggas laugh. Niggas just felt the shit was funny. But I was just being mean, shit like that. Yeah. But as far as public shooting, like the movie theater shooting, like the nigga who dressed up with layers and shit and layers and shit, like somebody is well, I know the police is gonna come, but like that motherfucker, you really don't know the motive behind that shit. Like, did he get his heart broken in the movie theater by a bitch? Like, who knows? So it's not like it's really a solution per se.
We just gotta keep watching it happen.
Yeah. Do you think shit like this make people feel like the NRA has a point about never getting rid of guns?
I think people use it both ways.
How do you feel about that?
I think some people use this to say this is why we shouldn't have guns, and other people
say that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So how do you feel about that as far as the gun laws?
I don't know, actually. I have yet to be persuaded to either side.
Because this type of shit, you want to protect yourself.
Yeah, that's what I think about.
And, well, you know, it's also a different type of rules in Maryland about self-defense laws. Also, your knife got to be a certain length. Brass knuckles is illegal. Certain things you can't have, you know what I mean? So, but,
brass knuckles was illegal.
Say it again.
I said, I ain't know brass knuckles was illegal.
Yeah, I mean, they considered just as deadly as a gun.
Really?
Yeah, because if you know how to use it properly, you can instantly murder someone. Like, yeah, brass knuckles is serious. And then they even got this shit with the spikes on it. So it's like, you know, brass knuckles are deadly. Virginia, hold your head, DMV. My memo, you never... See, the only thing that happened in middle school with me was when the cops came for the weed and shit. And he had searched all the lockers. I never used the energy about the shooting, you feel what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
It never was an incident about a school shooting.
The closest I ever got to that was in Bluford. One of my classmates brought the gun, but I don't think he's gonna shoot.
Oh, he brought a gun to school?
Yeah, but I think it was in response to something that happened, I guess, the day before.
Okay, he's training for when he got off.
I don't know.
That nigga responsible, nigga.
But then
he got his motherfucking schoolwork done before he was ready to mark some shit. Take notes. Fuck y'all talking about, nigga.
I guess.
Education first.
I don't know what happened to him.
In class with my Tolly, learning math, but I got my Tolly. In class with my Tolly, in history class with my Tolly, in Miss Richie class with my Tolly. Fuck, Jamel seen my Tolly.
What?
Please don't tell nobody I got a Tolly.
Are you saying your toilet?
A Tolly.
Oh,
you know I caught you in the sink.
That's
why you said twice. These street cars just went down, nigga.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, man. But I'm going to say thank you, everybody, that wished me a happy birthday, man. Yeah, man.
Here we go.
My love, yeah, man. All y'all did it from the get-go first. And fuck all y'all who was online doing my birthday the whole time. Because Facebook told you. And, I love y'all to the family, and I really don't know really much to say about the Virginia situation. We're gonna keep this updated as well, but of course y'all know this is DMV. We've had an approval information now. Why not us cover this news the proper way? Just like this next story that we're gonna cover. It's a lot of conspiracies as far as what actually happened to these deaths. Not only is it the death of the Maryland couple that perished, but it's also the death of a PA woman. And a lot of people are also like, what the hell is going on? So to that, we're gonna cover that next. And Mel, you got anything else to say before we go into the next topic? Final thoughts?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay, so DMV, man. And I know for GA, this is a hell of a year because, yeah, I won the tournament. And this is just bullshit as far as murders. And if a lot of people believe in demology, you feel me? Maybe it's something connected with the number 12.
You do?
No, I said for a lot of people that do.
Do you?
I'm a rookie at numerology. I'm not like a pro to dictate what the fuck going on. I just know always look out for number nines, number sixes.
What about 444?
Some people say it's the number of destruction. It's different type of you know, meanings that go behind them numbers. You feel me? But, revealing the full information now, we're about to cover the story with the Maryland couple that went to the Dominican Republic. They tried to lie and say they died from intestine infection, something like that. But in reality, it's been reported they got murdered in their rooms, as well as another PA woman who died. You feel me? On the same Caribbean resorts.
Mystery in the
before.
Dominican Republic. What killed a Maryland couple while on their dream vacation? At this point, law enforcement in the Caribbean country say both died of respiratory failure. Looking at pictures posted on Facebook, 63-year-old Edward Nathaniel Holmes and his fiancée, 49-year-old Cynthia Ann Day, were enjoying a wonderful vacation at the Playa Nueva Romana Resort in the Dominican Republic. But the very day they were to leave the hotel, staff found them dead in their hotel room. That country's police say there were no signs of violence in their room and that an autopsy shows they died of respiratory failure and pulmonary edema, a condition caused by excess fluid in the lungs. A local police spokesperson says the evidence in the room shows that they might have died from high blood pressure from the heart. We found a lot of medicine used to treat that illness, and according to the medical history the family provided, both of them had high blood pressure. News of Holmes and Day's death comes just days after a Delaware woman spoke out about an incident in January in the Dominican Republic when she was attacked by a man wearing the uniform of her Punta Cana hotel.
You just have a feeling of safety and a feeling of, you know, paradise, but this can happen and it has happened.
The State Department has issued a travel advisory for the Dominican Republic, saying the wide availability of weapons, the use and trade of illicit drugs, and a weak criminal justice system contribute to the high level of criminality. Now, Dominican Republic police say they are not ruling out anything as they wait for the medical examiner to conclude his exams. And at that point, the bodies of Day and Holmes will be sent back to the U.S. for burial.
Authorities say another woman died at the same Dominican Republic of resort where a Prince George's County couple was found dead. A Pennsylvania woman died on the same day Cynthia Day and Nathaniel Holmes checked into the hotel. Reports say she took a drink from the minibar, sat down, took a selfie, screamed, then collapsed. Medics were not able to revive her. Day and Holmes died 5 days later.
All right, man. So, Memo, start off and let me know your thoughts.
You said that the country itself, like, covered it up for another person, right?
Correct. The country covered the whole situation up and try to front and fraud and be like, oh no, that's not what happened.
So what is it connected to then?
This is supposed to be a fucking a cruise resort, and you know, like in paradise, they probably work hard. It's an elder couple as well, you know, chilling, vibing. They look like they was lovely. They from Maryland, you know, they good people. So it's like, for you to try to make it seem like it's anything other than that, then you're full of shit. And I love the fact that a lot of people, see, that's why I don't, all right, I just want to say this. This is why, as a journalist, I'm getting more and more into this shit, you feel me? I don't always put my stories out immediately. And I think timing is good sometimes, you feel what I'm saying? Sometimes you plan on doing it early and then, and need be, sometimes you wait and get the other side. And I feel like this is very important because you get all details and the people actually get the time to think.
What does this have to do with the people
in Maryland?
The Dominican Republic.
Right. That's what I'm saying. With any story, so you don't make this rush of opinion. I'm saying I had time to think. And for a lot of people, they say, oh, this is coincidence. Because, you know, people are going to defend the Dominican Republic at all costs. That's somebody's homeland. And you feel me? This is another woman that died in the same fashion. The PA woman. So this is two incidents 5 days prior. So it's not like it's some type of conspiracy that people are confused about. How the fuck did this happen 5 days prior? You feel me? And I wonder, did they know this information before then? You know, beforehand and shit like that. Or did they tell them that they died from the same thing? So it's just one of them things, like, what the fuck, bro? So, what? Like, man, what's your thoughts on this, man?
I think it's wild. They just trying to go on a vacation. Well, the thing is with me, I would just want to know, like, the story behind it. Like, how did this happen and why did this happen? You know what I mean?
That,
like, if it happened to more than one person, it's not just a coincidence.
And see,
there's
that's
no way it could just be help.
See, that's the thing. They cover the motherfucking stories, bro. You know how this shit go, man. Like, they trying to be so fucking slick in the media. And I don't give a fuck if you too sensitive to this shit, whatever. You feel me? They trying to be slick in the fucking media. Man, yo. Y'all need to wake the fuck up. And I appreciate y'all really all woke and say, no, we not standing for this shit. They expect people just to take the first motherfucking thing that come out. And a lot of people like, nah, hell no. That did not happen like that. You cannot do us like that. You cannot do them like that. They are good people. You can't do them like that. So that alone got a lot of people furious because they said it's bullshit. It's a bunch of lies. A lot of people are coming out saying it. It's just, it's like you said, bro. And like I said, that's why I wait. That's why I loved it, man. I sat on it a little bit, and another story came out with another incident happening. And when we drop this podcast, it could be another situation where it's another story that happened. So who knows? You feel me? Because next time we probably do a show Saturday, maybe. You feel me? And if it is, we'll update the story. But at the end of the day, bro, it's not a fucking coincidence. And do you have any aspirations of going to the Dominican Republic prior?
Not in particular.
Okay. But would you ever want to go on a cruise?
Not really a cruise. I'd rather go to the Dominican
Republic. Yo, remember our legend? I like this nigga. He don't want to go on the cruise because of this shit.
I never wanted to go on a cruise.
Okay, I got you. You don't fuck with water?
It's not that. This is I don't see the point of it. I'd rather.
You don't see the point being on the water, bunched up with a lot of group of people.
Like a small space.
Yeah.
Like a really small space.
Yeah, I got you. You know, this is some people's life to cruise. Yeah, a lot of people actually save up their life to cruise. So it's like, you know, anybody who got a heart and soul, you feel the situation. And this is homeland, Maryland. That's why I had switched the podcast around a lot. And this is sickening. This is sad. And of course, both situations is a lot of prayer for both families affected. And that's crazy. 12 people. And this is 3 people. So I just hope, man, that they get it together. Something happens. And I hope more evidence come out. And this is definitely a story that I'm going to be updated a lot and keep it posted a lot.
Yeah.
And y'all be careful when y'all go on these cruises, man. Especially, you know, ships break down and shit like that. But you never know, because airplanes went missing and shit out the sky. And,
oh, yeah. Did they ever find that one?
Shit, I don't even know, bro. It's all types of shit just be happening mysteriously. So it's like, man, damn. And if they have any children, man, for their families, you know they got parents. So, and their parents got family. So, regardless, you know they got family. But I'm saying, especially if they got children. I said, my love, man, this is fucked up. You know, you really don't know what to say in this situation, but be careful. Don't trust everything that you hear. Give it time to circulate and sizzle, you feel me? And sting. And then that's when you can put your obey on it. You feel me? It might not sound as good as ours, but it's gonna sound quality. especially if you're from Maryland doing your shit. You feel me? DMV. But my thing is this. Once you let it sizzle and steam, you get to press out all the bullshit, all the fake shit. Because everybody run with these stories. They just want to get the buzz. As long as you put it out first, that's all that matters. Who gets the first buzz from the story? And then they worry about the facts another time. You feel me? Some people, but you know, we do facts first, preventing poor information now. And I see, I'm behind the scenes, I'm studying, you know, marketing and a lot of shit as far as the show go. But you know, I lost at least like 200 subscribers before. Yeah, you know, those people, you know, cut off a lot of shit, you know. But we'll get it back though. But as far as promotion goes, yes, stay accurate with the promotion. And yeah, I'm trying to utilize, you feel me, Memo as much as I can, because this is a nice flow with the podcast. And goddamn, I ain't get the chance to speak on it, and I ain't trying to intertwine it, but I, you know, I really don't know what to say on the situation. Melford, you got anything else?
No.
Cause after this, we're about to get into music, and then the segment with a brother who said, "What gun? What gun? What gun? What gun? What gun?" And the cop tried to tell him to turn the car off.
Yeah.
And he refused to do it. And he said, "No, I ain't moving. You trying to shoot me? You trying to shoot me? You trying to shoot me?" And you know, we're gonna dive into that after the music. You know, the music just goes straight into it. So when we come back, we just pretty much gonna go right into the topic.
Okay.
As far as this, I just pray for the families, man, as well as the missing girls in DC, DMV, family, man. We are, you know. So again, my thing with this is, in general, you still never heard my man D-Mac's song, bro.
No, I never finished the song.
Have you heard any of my man's songs?
Have I heard any of the songs?
Yes, in general.
Yeah, I heard that one song that you played for a while when it first came out.
Oh yeah, I love it, man. It's my man, it's D-Mac.
But other than that, no.
It's my boy, man. Right now, I got, he got four songs that I got, and Caleb got four songs. Yeah, so I've been, you know, I've been rocking out of both of them, you know. So yeah, and you say you say you fuck, you say you fuck with False Ego heavy.
I've been meaning the songs that came on about, but I can't talk about that on the podcast.
Look, did you hear Before I Z?
Huh?
Before I Z?
Before I Z.
Yeah, the song that was. Oh, that okay. I'm gonna play for you during the music break, and then you know, like I said, the segment gonna roll right in, but we can give our thoughts free flow. I'm gonna get your opinion on it. You feel what I'm saying, you know? But E. coli, you know, KLM. But you know, it's just good to see D-Max working, bro. You know, KLM and the cut.
He graduated too.
Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations to my boy. Congratulations. Cause he had sent me the video. So I'm like, okay, you know. You know what it is. You gotta send that to my email so I can support for real. So it is what it is. So during the break, we're gonna play both of them. We're gonna dive into that. And what is that painting called? That one up there.
It's called Untitled Duality.
Untitled Duality. And what does duality mean for those with the simple minds?
Duality is just two sides of something, like heads and tails.
So duality means two sides, like Gemini. Dude, I fuck with that duality. Okay, duality, nigga. Duality, nigga.
That's how you want to take it.
Look it up. Huh. Huh. Hey. This nigga look crazy.
Right here.
Why they call him something else? Eggman got two names?
Yeah, Eggman, Dr. Robotnik.
I didn't know that. See, I didn't know that. I'm like, what the fuck they call this nigga Eggman? See, I didn't know. Okay, see, hey, remember IGK, me out there.
Yeah, on the Sonic War.
Get fucking there.
I've never seen this cartoon before.
That's all the mind movie and shit. As soon as I end, yo, shorty the truth, though. But, damn. Mario Go-Kart. Memo came back, man. He did the shit. Next time we go down, I'm fucking you up with that.
Sure. You say so.
I'm gonna go see that Godzilla shit in 3 days. Feel nice. And I'm gonna fuck you up
you
with
really
that.
Got some movies.
Listen, hold on. Don't duck me. I'm gonna bust your ass in that Mario, nigga.
In Mario Go-Kart?
Yeah, I'm gonna race you when we go there.
You can't drive,
bro. So, don't forget, nigga. What was you about to say, though?
You came in last. Didn't you come in last?
I came in second place, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
That's basically.
Then we came in first.
Huh? Team. Yeah, it was just y'all two, so it was basically last.
I was my first time playing. I had Pac-Man. You know what I mean? Okay. I ran out of gas. I need a pretzel. So, you know. You got anything you about to say before we get into this music? Yeah. All right. So, once again, I want to give much love to everybody. They told me happy birthday. At the end, I'm gonna give y'all a shout out personally. You feel me? Because y'all did that off bat instantly, man. I love y'all, man. You feel me? You know, fuck you. You know what I'm talking about. Revealing and improving information now. Music time.
Black and mild wine for the summertime. Whenever the grass isn't greener on the other side. My team full of ambitious killers whenever we arrive. Your best bet shouldn't be on Florida. It's just too big to get safely on the other side. Underground or entertainment, choose a side. Now I know they say not to speak on the past, but let me guess. Last night when you went to rest, and this morning you woke up, you woke up on the wrong side. Well, you should have kept sleeping. No love for the underground until you dig yourself out of that bottomless pit. And please no talking about the bishop speaking. I truly believe in revenge, not getting even. They fear what they don't understand and want to kill my people dead. Young kings and queens shamefully put to rest. I hope your bed is full of roses and that you get a good night's rest. I should have kept sleeping. No love for the underground until these bullets keep seeping. And we be creeping, revenge be getting even. Nah, I told you I don't like that. But my people gotta fight back. I'm tired of that striking shit. We hungry for decades and generations. It's time for us to get our declarations. We still not independent, so who gon' stop us? Them dirty pickies, yeah, them coppers. All our own ones that be watching. And don't want nobody to succeed that often. I think that shit is very sad. Also, that's the reason why we can't ever get ahead. So start thinking more, and we gon' make it out. Even when it's stormy, we gon' rise to the beach and say, I'm about to keep it funky for y'all. Check it out. I said, if this is war, then I'm killing everybody. Death is a part of life, that's what I tell everybody. Before I let them shots ring off and the rain drench everybody. It's me versus Chris versus everybody. And high school graduation looking at each other like, fuck these niggas, man, we hate everybody. Couple slutty church bitches from the Eastern Shore. My nigga, one of them told me she was taken, but she was down to fuck everybody. Back to the punch in my Hawaiian shirt. All white MX 95s, beat them cargoes and I'm blunt in my mouth. Thinking to myself like, damn, I'm fresher than everybody. Let me stretch my shit, ring flexing on everybody. Fuck what you heard, us skinny niggas go harder than anybody.
tall for nothing. Shit, not me, nigga, I'm low-key, brother. But I'm talking down on me, I will put my fist in the air, ready to fight anybody. Life was hard growing up, I wouldn't wish my family troubles on anybody. My pops are real OG with they rap shit and street credit. And he taught me not to fear nobody. I love you, my nigga, I probably said in front of everybody. I was 9 when I first seen that 9. Riding shotgun when I see my first double barrel shotty. I can't lie, I was always the one to tow, but it just remain cold and freeze up on everybody. Not freeze up as in pause, but let them know that you got the coldest balls. It rain about to freeze, so what the hell you gon' expect? Ha, so smooth every time I spit the hell respect. Rain snap bones and necks. Be prepared for this. This is that crown, nigga. We the major threats. I don't care if we ain't major yet. We crown y'all with this underground independent shit. Sad motherfucker gotta come here to gain the independence. This is the album.
That never changed.
Let me see your license, huh?
What's up?
Alright, you right there. You right there.
Right here.
Alright, let's go. Let me move it. Let's go.
Myself that I'm a dying man. I gotta be the realest man. They just don't understand what hard work is. Do y'all know what hard work is? Staying up them late nights trying to make the bar man sit. But nobody trying to listen but a few. Because deep down, way down, they see something inside of you. Maybe it's your heart, maybe it's your soul, maybe it's your charm. Hopefully you're lucky enough to ever know. Life's clocks turn back, so it's, do I have time to go? I can't afford backtracking like a freshman turned sophomore doing endo. You gotta go, you lost it. I'm looking back with that sick flow. Just thinking what I'm about to say hurt my soul. Are you gonna make it, nigga? Some say yes, others say no. The real question is, do you believe in you? I want to reply with a yes, but my mind is thinking hell no. And I'm sick enough to shoot a nun in the head and tell her, God bless you. Throw the body in the lake, holy shit to whatever digest you. Lord forgive me for shit, even your most peaceful followers get upset too. If this recording is my last words, no, I'm truly sorry if I did anything to ever upset you. Fuck my fake friends, I don't have any. Family is only good for one thing, putting a knife in your back, and I didn't have plenty. 10-29 and tell the death of me. Baby girl, I love you with my fucking heart. And tell the death of me. Trust me, with my fucking heart. And I ain't living without you. A wise man told me, watch how to fit in. When you was created to stand out. The beauty of being different and unique is what life is all about. The opportunity to make a difference with your voice and paint skillful images. About my life and reality from all points of view. For me is what life is really about.
Tell them how you about to commit suicide.
Shit, I'm not preaching. I'm about some deeper topics. With my lips, to let the world know just exactly what I'm always thinking about. If I speed it up, forgive me for slurring out the mouth. Meanwhile, I've been missing for months. Asking my aunt to keep in touch and pray she doesn't think I'm asking for handouts. No need to, because I don't believe in taking blood away. Trapped inside a harsh reality. When you call brother, just another motherfucker turning out to be someone else you never seen. So trusting this is more difficult for me. But fuck it, it is what it is. Whatever it's gone. Me. I seen you lie too often for me to ever believe. I heard it was only business. Well, fuck it, I blame myself for letting anyone get this personal with me. But personally, you see, the money got to your hands. So for now, it's fuck your 2 cents. Because personally, I loved it better when I didn't tell you shit. But enough of getting personal. Back to bars, I think they really hurting you. Kissing ass for they hurt you. Why I'm so unlike you? But niggas change every day. They had too many licks on you. So now your value decreased, no option. Leaving a soldier that would kill for you to deal with war that you started. It's the return and the end result since we not talking. On the weekend I wasn't feeling my face or stomach that often. You're welcome, you didn't caught the brain flu. You symptoms of sneezing and coughing, and preferably suicide because I've been thinking about that often.
No more dope pills, crack, or heroin. First class, the mask, just to be clear. It's another junkie getting high. Off dope pills, crack, or heroin. In the state of Maryland.
Y'all better listen up.
More Geminology.
His girlfriend is pregnant, and his mother-in-law often drives around town.
Just about to tell him. Y'all pay attention to the description. Yo, see, this is a very complex tape. Hot dog, sober, and tipsy.
It's a money for the shit before I drop behind
you. My album also fine, but you know, I got them drums on it. Oh, heavenway.
That's peer pressure.
You dig me? Sad reality is we still locked in them chains. Nobody care if we die. Nobody wanna make real change. So they gon' make our ass get taxed every time, man. The blocks poppin', niggas get the droppin' quick, fast, man. Unity is only for those that's really woke, but they put them to sleep with a bullet, though. I can't believe they still wanna overachieve. Mosticas get mad for niggas, sell them more weed, so they kill them and take them out. That's what they like to see. And they sell them niggas guns to track it back to them eventually. Listen, that's just how the game go. You get it from your enemy. I lock you back in shackles and you wondering who riding on me. Take your anger out on niggas that didn't do shit. You was a nigga who in the hood that is a nuisance and gotta get new quick. You bringing us down, I can't believe that you trying to give us some daps and the pounds. The biggest still shoot when it's down, like that shit cool to be around. I can't believe that shit so profound. A nigga shoot a school up and don't label him a terrorist, but his color or religion is Muslim and they scared of him.
In Baltimore, heroin never left the streets.
It's not class, the mask, just to be clear. It's another junkie getting high. All dope pills, crack, or heroin. In the state of Maryland.
You all right?
No, not really.
I'm
seeing
too.
It's 18. She prostitutes herself.
It is not independent. It's another junkie getting high.
It's another junkie getting high.
Yeah. Hot up, so boy and tipsy. We say the same everybody.
Do you feel like you're making
more Geminology?
If they were so concerned, then why not come and help me?
I feel you, baby. Yeah, shit is crazy.
That's all I know.
That's all I know. The murder, rap, and wreck shit. It's kinda sad that niggas doing drugs is anorexia. Everybody on drugs, nigga, accept it.
Yeah. This all I know, to give you my pain and glory. So please glorify my hatred as I continue to tell you these Maryland tales. To solidify my hip-hop glory, the days after the chosen one. Chose death over slavery. Changed somehow so has a cause and effect on my people. But the kings and queens admire you for your bravery. Barely myself, let's skip a class at Morgan State. I hope you can bear with me while I educate. I don't mean to complain, but why that's how I currently meditate. I'm playing chess with my rhymes now, and that definitely was a checkmate. The beauty of your mornings and the loneliness of your night falls to the cause of vibration and complexion. I'm so depressed from my wicked depression that everything in the shadows of darkness even blocked out my own reflection. Can't believe that I missed the exit. Continue life of misery. Hopefully the judge doesn't sentence me. How you gonna sentence the king in shackles and all things?
The feeling of abandonment is shared by many. Drug policy experts say that the whole issue of drugs has fallen off the political radar.
The war in Iraq and the economy are the dominant political issues in the country at this particular time. The fear factor
that relates to violence associated with drugs has diminished significantly.
It may no longer make national news, but the gun battles and drug-related violence has never stopped in the city. The murder rate here is 7 times the national average.
In the streets of Baltimore, it is common to come across what people call memorials. You can see them in lampposts and also sometimes in trees. These places symbolize where young people were murdered, mostly because of drugs. And people come here to pray for their memory.
This is
half of the black male population under 30 in Baltimore is either in prison or on parole. Grinnell is a former drug dealer. Since he got out of jail 3 years ago, he spends his time in poor neighborhoods trying to help vulnerable teenagers.
I stayed locked up 19 years, 9 months. I pray to God that no one else has to go that far before they really wake up to what's really going on in life. You know, we all make mistakes, and this is one of the reasons why the generation is so impossible, because nobody's perfect.
One generation helping the next.
But I make it right now. It's not big. So well.
In a city desperately in need of it.
Can you tell me what I did wrong?
Okay. Shut your car.
What I do wrong?
Shut your car.
Come on. Shoot me.
Shut your car.
You want to shoot me?
Got a gun?
Where?
Gun.
Where?
Shut the car.
Where? My hand in the air.
Shut the car.
Hey, come shut the car off. I ain't moving my hands. He trying to shoot me. He trying to shoot me.
Shut the car off.
I ain't moving. No, my hand in the air.
Shut the car off.
My hand in the air. My hand in the air. My hand in the air. My hand in the air.
New units at Midland Heights.
My hand in the air. My hand in the air.
All you gotta do is drive up.
What I was doing? What was I doing? What was I doing? My hand in the air. My hand in the air.
Shoot me. Why don't you comply with the law?
Shoot me. My hand in the air.
I'm not gonna shoot you, but you're not gonna move those hands.
My hand in the air. My hand in the air. You tell me to shut my car off so you can shoot me. Come on now. 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 Shoot me.
Hey, get in your car.
Filming too.
Oh, it's in my name. It's registered. It's registered. Shoot me.
I'm filming too.
I'm filming. I ain't did nothing.
You failed to comply with a lawful order.
What
you
I do?
Told
I was
the parking.
I was pulling off. I couldn't hit
you
his
come
car.
Back.
I couldn't hit his car. How I come back? How did I come back?
You
shoot.
Never left the parking lot.
I just pulled up when they called me and told me, oh, that we finna go to Jonesboro. We leaving from Jonesboro.
Step out the car.
Hey, I'm not putting my, I ain't touching that thing. He trying to shoot me. Hey, you come put it in
step
the park.
The
you
car.
Put it in park.
Step out the
what
car.
What you pushing my hand for?
Step out the car.
What you pushing my hand for?
Hey.
What you pushing my hands for? What you pushing my hands for?
Step out the car.
How can I step out the car? What you pushing my hands for? Come on now.
You're going to get out of the car one way or the other.
Hey, you going to put it in park? I'm not, because you're trying to shoot me.
Step out the car.
Put it in park for me. Yes, sir. Come on.
Put it in park for him. I'm going to put it in park.
I'm telling him to put it in park. I'm not talking to you. You're trying to shoot me. What you pushing my arms back for? What you pushing my arms back for? Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey, put it in park for me.
Get out the car. Hello.
Listen. You have to chill. They got their guns drawn on both of them. You have to chill.
Because, baby, if you got the car, they're going to shoot you because they're going to think you're running up on them.
Listen, because you really upsetting me. Like, you have to chill. You have to chill. You have to chill.
They pulling him up the car.
His car is going. Please, just chill.
They got him
in handcuffs. They got Junior in handcuffs. Please, just listen.
Think about your baby.
Listen. Oh my God. Chill.
Y'all have any weapons in this car?
No.
Y'all
don't
need mommy. Look.
No, we don't.
Please do.
Look.
Hold on.
please.
Look,
just
chill. Hey, I'm on my phone.
All right.
Hello?
Please just chill.
We're double quick. Oh, and hell no. Yeah. We didn't even do shit. We trying to make sure they get straight to Jonesboro. And hell no.
Just
chill. Babe, when you get
out
the car, please don't get smart with them. Just listen. Yeah,
I want to see hands.
Our hands,
we're on our phones.
Am I allowed to get out? Can you open the door?
Please, babe, please.
Can I grab my phone?
No, babe. No, babe. Just listen, please. Please listen, babe. Please listen.
Anything in that car don't need to be. We didn't know about it. Huh? All we did, and we asked y'all to leave.
Listen, we was just trying to make sure they get back to Jonesboro.
We just had a baby. You got a baby?
We're from here. And they left the car.
We get to leaving out. A car jumped in front of me, so I hit my brakes to let them go and pass by. I started rolling because he jumped out. He jumped out the car with his gun, had it safe. And then he was like, that's a failure to comply, but if I would have complied, I would have got killed.
Police say they found a gun in the back of the car, which Truett never denied having with him.
Do you think that he was afraid that you had a gun in the car?
Yeah, probably so. What I did saved my life. That's why I'm here talking to y'all. If not, y'all would probably be covering the story how I got shot.
All right, man. So, like I was saying, man, someone asked me like a song that I recorded for my album, my upcoming first self-produced underground album project. So someone came to me and said, oh, I actually like a song. And I said before that ever, if you made a dish and someone said, and someone ate it and someone said, oh, I actually like it,
okay,
that means that even the expectations wasn't there to begin with, or prior before, you feel me, they think less of you, man. So let's get into it. Mano, what do you feel about the subject of this man?
Even
do
if
you
that's
feel like
true,
that his strategy
but even
was
if
very efficient?
Hey, I'm still talking. I'm still talking.
Black
even
off
if that's true,
the race soldier.
Even if that was true, that means your art gained you another person. So even if that was true, I don't see how that can be a bad thing.
See, I'm trying to be the bigger man to move on, but I'm gonna get at you. So, from what you heard, what did you like? Why did you like Before Z? What made that stand out to you as someone that's
concept,
looking from
I'm
out
a
of perspective?
Big person about concept.
What do you mean concept?
Like the title. And
Summertime was the hard cold, like the winter. Mama got me stamps, we eating crabs for dinner. Side note, please don't be mad, God, because the center gonna be a center. Shit, I haven't eaten all day past the old bay. What?
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna break down some reasons why.
No, I want to know why you love the positives, and we're going to get into this topic. Why do you like...
I just told you, it's the concept.
What about Before Z? What stood out to you the most?
I'm telling you. Like the hook.
Okay.
With the changed voice. I thought I was real. See, I was about to do it again. And then he's like, what? No, you said you don't.
How's the quality sound?
The quality.
Stop fucking around.
Shut the fuck up. What was I saying before you interrupted me?
You were saying that...
Oh, yeah, I was saying...
You had low expectations.
I like the voice. I like the voice changeover.
Okay.
And I think it's unique, and it adds to the title and the concept of the song.
Thank you, thank you.
And I think those elements mesh well with the concept.
Thank you.
But I'm saying, in Obey, I don't think it's
so. You said delete Obey. Fuck it. It's trash.
No, I'm just one person.
That you are, motherfucker. That you are.
Cry about it.
No, no, we don't cry. It's just shocking when your own trade on you.
Is it?
I understand how Zoe feel.
You get it from all angles.
Zoe, I know how you feel. You just a motherfucker that live with me. Talk that shit, Zoe. Zoe made me mad, man. But we got to talk serious, man. I don't, you know. So, do you feel? Remember, would you use this strategy? Do you feel like this is an accurate strategy? Do you feel like it's dangerous? Do you feel like you could die anyway? How do you feel about the strategy that he decided to use?
He's a four-way federal cop.
Yes. He said he's trying to shoot me. You try to shoot me. You try to shoot me.
See, I don't know. I think there's a lot of...
Is that dangerous?
There's a lot of people there. So that could also factor in on how things went down.
Okay. But
at this point, I feel like it doesn't matter what we do.
Okay, this brother feel like that... That played a big role in his survival.
Really?
Yes.
Hey.
He openly said it.
Hey.
Him saying, you try to shoot me, you try to shoot me. He said, put it apart, get out of the car. He said, nah, you try to shoot me. I ain't moving. You try to shoot me. So.
Yeah, and there are a bunch of witnesses too.
Yeah, he made the news. Do you feel like, do we actually have a police problem?
Of course.
Okay, no, I was asking, you know, journalist shit. Shut the fuck up.
There's just a lot of people that are power hungry.
Anthem.
Abuse, whatever.
Talk to me nice, man. You said, yeah, definitely abusing power, bro. Definitely.
What did you say?
Kawhi Leonard. The Raptors 2-1, the Warriors.
Hold up, what was you saying?
The Raptors 2-1 the Warriors.
Oh.
You will be loud and clear.
Wait, they in the lead?
Who, the Warriors?
The Raptors.
Yes, the Raptors are in the lead. It would be 3-1 right now. But yeah, Klay Thompson, you know, if he's out next game, then they lose again. And then the Raptors could possibly close it in Toronto. I think at that point, Canada would self-destruct. They will go fucking bananas. Anthony Joshua lost. Boohoo. Biscuits and tea. The bomber should have did that, and he would have did that. So are y'all gonna start respecting Deontay Wilder? Yeah, I have no other choice. Y'all hate a lot of the greats. Y'all hate LeBron. Y'all hate Westbrook. You hate a lot of guys. You hate a lot. You feel me? But my personal thing is, man, if you walk around saying that Boruto is a basic anime,
no,
if you don't understand Maryland anthems such as Obe, if you walk around thinking that Urkel as Sonic is the best since sliced Yeezy Rose. What the fuck is going on with 2020, man?
You missing a lot.
Who the fuck is going to win this election?
I don't remember any of it.
I'm going to leave y'all with fucking that, man.
Who's up?
We still got a little bit of time left. Roughly 15 minutes. On YouTube, y'all going to see how much time left. I was at a discomfort because I found out today and recently that someone devalued Boruto? The 8th Hokage.
Boruto the show is okay.
To be clear.
This is solid.
It's okay.
7.5.
It's okay.
It's okay. It does not compare to Shippuden.
Nigga, Hunter is okay.
Non-filler.
Nigga,
no, Hunter is a
Yu-Gi-Oh's
masterpiece,
okay,
nigga.
I put Yu-Gi-Oh up there with Hunter.
Yu-Gi-Oh, I've never actually seen
Hunter. Hunter don't even got more buzz than Pokemon.
most things have less buzz.
Yeah, I see you agree. Don't deny it.
I did.
Dragon Ball Z, Naruto. That's up there.
World phenomenon.
Yeah. Naruto is on Barto. Therefore, that makes that what that is.
No, it's not that way.
Anime law. If that Hokage is the Hokage, that Hokage is the Hokage of all Hokages. Read your shit, nigga. Leaf is a Shinobi. Nigga, Piccolo shirts deserve to be in every store.
I have a question.
What's up, asses?
How do you... Because the thing is...
I don't, nigga.
Reveal on that improving information now, right?
Yeah.
How do you improve information?
I proved information because it's coming from me.
So you improved it just...
Revealing a proof. It's a proof because I always keep it a buck.
Wait,
so nothing is more improved than the truth.
Wait, so is it revealing and
it's rain. Revealing a proof information now. I'm not waiting to give you this information. I'm giving you it right now.
So it's revealing approved information now.
Yes, rain.
Oh, approved.
My name, Rain. He like that shit. He like that shit, though.
I was really
that's my trademark. That's my brand for everything. The album, which features a song that you don't like. It's my trademark. You got the book. You got a lot of stuff, man. And how you feel about D-Max song? Matter of fact, I don't even want you to do that to my man. So basically, like, over the weekend,
I like how different it is from the last song that I heard.
What, Trapping?
Huh?
Trapping?
Yeah.
You say that because I'm on that, you say that cause I'm on that shit too, man. Fuck you, man.
What'd you say?
Boom Hammer, they talk a lot of gibberish until we hunt you down. Me and D-Man got clip in the ass for anybody that stabbed us in the back. You shouldn't have never brought a knife to a gunfight. Then that's your life. You was a part of the ultimate sacrifice. Had the vision. I wish I could see my grandma. That's one more time at night. I miss you. Hey. All of my niggas be trapping. All of my niggas be trapping. Hey, hey. You know what?
I forgot what I was about to say.
Yeah, nigga, that fire nigga. But, I fully agree, but it's good to see everybody work. And you seen a lot of KLM work behind the scenes. You feel me?
I got license.
They call that nigga Francis.
Nobody calls me that.
Set
the record straight, y'all. Nobody.
Then I'm setting the record back on that bitch. The nigga named Francis. Remember, he know what that mean.
You're dramatic.
I'm dramatic.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can act. That's what I do. But when I say act, nigga, I'm on my Tupac shit. Now on my Wild Boy shit, it's just, you feel me? The niggas is all made with that shit. I just switch it up. No roll, don't fold, stay cold, stone cold. Drinking out my ass on my birthday, bro. I can't lie, never deny, look me eye to eye. Something you can't do, even Medusa try to say that I was fly. Snake-like bitches trying to fuck with the snake ball. Flushing all these niggas with the three that I drink hard. I don't give a fuck if you don't fuck with my yard. Stumping niggas out instantly, they don't fuck with these scars. The pain I'm delivering, the package is coming in the mail on my Irish shit. They said McFadden is an Irish name. I guess that's why I enjoy getting bit. Who the fuck will give a shit? Rain don't care who you are. I'm slaying the vigorous. They asking me questions. Memo said, I don't understand shit. Gordon Carell is trash. I hate Adrian's punk ass. Obey is trash. Barto is trash.
Your shoes trash.
You said what?
Your shoes trash.
Nah, nigga, let's swag this shit, nigga. The fuck you talking about, nigga? Hey, y'all, I respect you, man. The memo said, he said, yo, damn, you fresh on your birthday. You so icy. I said, damn, oh shit. Remember bringing back old terminology and shit.
I said, I'll fuck with this nigga. This nigga hard. The nigga told me that shit. Nigga hard, man. He said, you so icy. Remember, you got anything you want to say before I get into these shout outs to the people who told me happy birthday?
Shout out to Kiara. Kiara.
Oh, shout out to him for what?
You know, just being a good person.
Okay. Shout out to my aunt Denise for the birthday shout out.
You're welcome.
Shout out to Justin, you feel me, for the birthday shout out. Shout out to Kenise for my birthday shout out. Shout out to Kyle for my birthday shout out. Shout out to my boy Alexander for that birthday shout out. Shout out to my man Mike, Maryland XXX, for the birthday shout out. You feel me? Shout out to Ralph. You feel me? You should call him Big Ralph, Uncle Ralph, for the birthday shout out. Dakota for the birthday shout out. Cousin Rob for the birthday shout out. Cousin Shelly for the birthday shout out. You feel me? Hey. Shout out to my other cousin for the birthday shout out. I think Memo's Stone. Shout out to the bro Joe for the birthday shout out. Shout out to Brizzle for the birthday shout out. Mark for the birthday shout out. You already know. You feel me? The pronunciation. Shout out for the birthday shout out. Shout out to Danielle for the birthday shout out. That's how we doing, man. Oh, Malford told me at 12 o'clock. Shout out to y'all. Somebody asked the KLM, don't tell me happy birthday. No.
Who asked you that?
He didn't tell me happy birthday.
Who asked you that?
So shout out to everybody that show love for the birthday, man. February 3rd, you know, nothing December 17th. I remember my guy's shit, but niggas don't remember my shit. But it's cool though, you know. Everybody, I love all y'all, you know, equally.
Did Papa remember?
You know, shout out to my bro D-Max.
He was making music.
My bro told me, and you know, he ain't giving a fuck that he was graduating. He told me happy birthday, D-Max. Remember, you guys, you want to say before we close out?
Yeah, I do.
The end of the podcast. Yeah, talk to me nice.
Did Papa tell you happy birthday?
No,
he didn't. No, he did.
Actually, he did. He did.
Did he?
I lied. He did.
Oh, really? You're not just saying that?
Why are you referring to an old man compared to somebody that's not an old man?
Because they have similar qualities.
It's not, see, the qualifications cannot be simplistic if those who have looked at you from afar knows that you are one.
My mom kept up with all the birthdays.
Yeah, but you feel me?
Yeah.
You gotta talk, see, you be talking around that shit, dog.
No.
See, that's why you're a legend. I fuck with you.
True.
And if he was in the podcast, I'd confront him.
Eventually, I'm sure you will.
See, this is a good pace, man. You know, that's what people don't understand. The bigger it get, the more work you gotta do, and niggas want you drop now. If you working and shit, like, don't rush, niggas. Like, it's calm right now, comfortable and shit like that. You know,
you can't talk about that.
How you feel about this Woody shit?
I don't know if that's true.
And with the Woody shit we talking about, Woody being openly bisexual,
yeah.
It's definitely all over social media right
what
now.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. He love Buzz and he love both people. I don't know. That's all that I can see. That definitely will give Cowboys a bad reputation, and a lot of people.
Do they have a good reputation?
Not at all. They kill Indians, my nigga.
That's
what I see. But the movies that me and Memo are gonna check out, and if KLM is free, he better hurry up. We're gonna go check out Shaft, and we're gonna go check out Godzilla in 3D. I don't know if Memo wanna go see anything in particular, but Okay, Shaft and Godzilla in 3D. Mile was a good movie. We're gonna let y'all know how that go. Yo, you gonna go fuck with Chevy's when we go?
What?
Chevy's.
What is that?
It's
Is that the restaurant?
Yeah, the shit in the mall. The restaurant shit in the mall.
Okay.
I don't know. It don't matter, bro. You feel me? That shit, man. Okay. Niggas felt nice. That little Corral shit was venient. Smoking on some Purple Passion. Yeah, very convenient. Very convenient. You feel me?
Information.
That's a fact. Nigga, you like you about to go to fuck to sleep. Hey. I am. You am what?
About to go to sleep.
You got educated.
Wrap it up.
You heard this motherfucking.
Wrap it up.
Nigga, it's closing, nigga. We got a couple minutes left, nigga. Chill the fuck out. Respect this shit, nigga. The best podcast soon. So when this get big, you gonna help me maintain it, right? It's gonna be a big ass fire. I'm gonna need y'all niggas out. Yeah. It's gonna be, listen, I'm trying to tell you, the demand's gonna be more. It did grow, but it didn't grow at a rate where it's like people are demanding, like, yo, do this, do this, do this. It's still, I gotta take my time and drop whenever we drop and stuff like that. Right, I don't gotta do it. I don't gotta rush. It's speed. I feel like that I'm making people wait and shit like that. Yeah. So in general, you fuck with the album sound and the quality?
I've always like.
So you think it's gonna be a good first project as far as something that I self produce? Because you already know. See, I don't want to overdo it, and I have an issue with that. Because I already know what my next one is going to be, like my whole next album. But this is my first project, my first baby, and I'm not letting this go to waste. I've been working a lot on this, and I was going to drop my birthday. Of course, y'all know my birthday was last Saturday, and yeah, but Memo, how do you feel? Like I said before, I just gotta get.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get D Max on it.
Let me say this KLM. Before I forget. God, you asked me the question and then you kept going and then I forgot.
No, cause I had to get it all out.
All right. I like what I'm hearing, but I have to listen. I have to listen to the songs in order.
Right, I did. And you want to listen to the rough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before I can say like my defender.
Yeah, cause a lot of people that's close in the circle that heard before Z. They said that shit is bananas and they fuck with it. And you know, I didn't write that shit.
Oh, yeah, I know. Hey. Really? Hey. Oh, you write it afterwards. So you just listen to it back and write it.
I say it again?
So you just gotta listen to it back and write it down.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty much how the process go for real. That's like having receipts just to prove, like, oh yeah, these are my lyrics. Cause you know, some sucking niggas. I had went to a couple niggas studios and niggas tried to take my shit. You feel me? But it's they studios. That shit had got raided by the boys and all that shit. So I'm like, yo, yeah, I can have it. I'm out. So at the end of the day, yeah, you definitely gotta protect your shit, bro, at all costs. Cause they will try to check your shit. But so you said it sounded good for my first project, and we're closing out on this.
Yeah, I have high hopes.
Okay, I appreciate it, cause you know I'm gonna be putting it out there, and but I'm not gonna stop as soon as I put this out there. I'm already working on more, and I love the wave that came KLM on, and I just want to get D-Max. It's a perfect project. I want to get D-Max and KLM. I need to get the more Playhouse. You remember Playhouse?
I remember y'all talking about Playhouse.
So I'm trying to get a more Playhouse, real bad, and that'd be like a perfect album for me. I already got songs on both of them and all that, but for them to be on my project, something that I created, and I'm gonna put my money into the double back on. Will be something that I fuck with heavy. It's something that I'm trying to get done. I already talked to D-Max about it, so I talked to both of them about it. Both of them said they got me. Everybody doing anything though. KLM tape sound good as well. A lot of people ask what's the update, and they want to hear some new tracks on the show. Unless I get the permission, I don't play it. I think KLM with False Ego, another reason why he wanted it to be out, not only was it complete, but I think because Mike Merrill XXX, he definitely wanted the material to be out as well as me, as well as myself. And it's a lot of good music. Like E. Coli, I want to freshen it up. You know, I want to put that out. Nah, that shit is fucking banging. And he got this song. He got a couple songs that I feel like, you know, I'll put out, it'll be fire. And Mel Mel is actually working on the cover for KLM. So you already know that shit's gonna turn out to be something that's very hard. Like I said, the album's in store. I should be doing, we should be seeing y'all get as far as the podcast Saturday, I believe. Friday, one of them.
What's today?
Today is Thursday. I believe Saturday. Because, you know, yeah, Saturday, because Friday is game 4. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Carey now gets to feel what LeBron felt as far as trying to carry a team by himself with people that have a lot of talent. And Kyle Lowry is Kyle Lowry. I've been defending this man for years, and I still say that he's not shit, but he's proving I'm wrong. He said he played better when he's away. The Raptors look damn good. I guess they're not baby dinosaurs anymore. My Cavaliers will bounce back. The album will be a success.